It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Las Cruces Public Schools is mourning the loss of a longtime educator, principal, leader, and friend. Jed Hendy passed away Saturday evening after battling a rare form of brain cancer. Hendy served as principal at Zia Middle School and Las Cruces High School. Most recently, he was the executive director of teaching and learning before retiring in August 2019. Hendy is survived by his wife, Susie, who is the principal at Centennial High School, and their three children. He was 49. Another regional conversation regarding coronavirus and its impact on health and the economy was held recently, hosted in part by NMSU's Arrowhead Center. Casey Counts reports.
Taking part in the third such conversation were Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagishima, Dr. Nicole Brennan, Director of Health Research at Battelle, based in Columbus, Ohio, and Alvaro Bustillos, CEO of Vaquero Trading and President of Desarrollo Económico de Ciudad Juárez, a group dedicated to finding solutions to improve the quality of life of the people of Juárez. Dr. Brennan outlined some of the challenges facing our region in its response to the spread of COVID-19.
Movement of populations and having sort of different jurisdictions and some different rules in those jurisdictions creates a complex environment, how Mexico is responding versus how the United States is. And then each state has the ability to make their own decisions on opening back up.
Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagishima recognized local efforts in El Paso to slow the effort to reopen.
I appreciate Mayor Margo and Judge Samaniego asking the Governor Abbott to, maybe it's not, if they could kind of get exempt from opening up their communities as quick as, say, other parts of Texas. Because if they do that, there will be some of our residents in Las Cruces and Doñana County who are ready to make that leap and drive over there. And if they can kind of keep it at bay, that would be really helpful.
Miyagishima says most of the cases in Doñana County are not in the city.
About 70% of our cases are actually outside the city. So they're in the underlying areas like Chaparral, Anthony, Sunland Park. So that's one thing that we recognize that it's a little bit different. We recognize that those are, of course, our friends and neighbors down the road. But, we're trying to figure out how that's happening there. And I don't know. I know Chaparral is just minutes away from El Paso. And I don't quite understand how it's getting, it's moving pretty fast over there in Chaparral. So a little concerned about that.
According to Alvaro Bustillos, one of the greatest concerns in Juárez continues to be crime. He outlined it as one of four pillars his group works to address. The other three pillars the group focuses on are health, the economy, and food security, including for those communities outside of the city of Juárez.
We're trying to work very close with the mountain people in Cuauhtémoc and all those communities where they're very behind on food security. So we're trying to make donations and work along with the food banks to take them those resources up to those parts of the state.
From an economic standpoint, while Bustillos is most concerned about job losses, he says there are opportunities for the region.
I think some of the sectors where we need to focus would probably be auto, textile, electronic, heavy equipment, semiconductors. And as you may see, we are working into some of these country of origin labels that we want to establish them as North America origin labels.
Mayor Miyagishima said Las Cruces is on solid economic footing.
I don't see us doing any layoffs or furloughs or anything like that. We have a couple layers of backup finances, and we have a really big one if we ever needed it, and that's a good chunk of money that that we could tap into if we need to sustain ourselves.
Dr. Brennan praised efforts to slow the spread of the virus to create the most valuable resource of all, time.
We need time to distribute more tests. We need time to build up our protective equipment, our PPE. We need time to get people who are currently in the hospital out of the hospital so that the hospitals have resources, they have beds. We need time to develop and study treatments that we know will work. And we really need that time to develop the vaccine to get it out across the country and to distribute it and get it into people.
For KRWG Public Media, this is KC Counts.